His love for me. Oh, His love for me.
Through the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
His grace runs deep.
While I was a slave to sin,
Jesus died for me. Yes, He died for me.
Through the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. A child of God, yes, I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am.
You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
I am chosen,
not forsaken. I am who you say I am.
You are for me, not against me.
I am who you say I am.
I am who you say I am.
Through the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of. Yes, I am.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me.
I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me.
I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Well, again, it's an honor and a privilege to have David and his friends, his son, here this morning. And so at this time, I'm going to ask David and I guess Isaac, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good to see you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Randy, for this opportunity. Thank you for having me here. And thank you for the church for this opportunity to share the God's word. My English is not very good to preach. Probably I will destroy your language as I preach in English. I asked my son to help me. I will be Moses and he will be Aaron, to help me. But I'm happy. I'm very happy to serve the Lord. I'm very happy to stay here. I know God has some plan for this community and good plans for us and for the whole community, because God is love. And he sent his son to save everybody. You believe in that? Amén. Voy a invitarles entonces a meditar en la palabra del Señor.
So I will ask you to meditate in the word today.
Y quiero invitarles a que abramos nuestras Biblias en el libro de Jonás.
And we will open our Bibles to the book of Jonah.
Probablemente la gran mayoría de nosotros conocemos la historia de Jonás.
Probably most of us know the story of Jonah.
¿Cuántos han estado en la iglesia por más de 5 años?
How many of you have been in the church for more than 5 years?
Okay, seguramente escucharon en escuela dominical ya una historia sobre el libro de Jonás.
So I'm guessing all of you have at least heard the story of Jonah or some version of the story of Jonah in Sunday school or Bible school somewhere.
¿Cuántos la han escuchado?
How many of you have heard it?
Okay, entonces yo creo que nos vamos a entender esta mañana.
All right, so I think we're going to understand each other very well this morning.
Vamos a leer unos versículos del capítulo 1 para refrescar un poquito nuestra memoria.
So we're going to read a little bit just from chapter 1 of the book of Jonah.
Y les suplico que pongan atención en lo que la palabra nos dice.
And I just want you to just pay attention to what it has to say.
Y cuando terminemos la lectura, no cierren su Biblia, por favor.
And when we finish just reading the book and seeing the book of Jonah, just please do not close your Bible.
Vamos a hablar de ese libro, se los aseguro.
We're going to talk about this book, I assure you, in this chapter.
Así es que vamos a permanecer con nuestra Biblia abierta.
So let's maintain our Bibles open as we look through and study.
Le voy a pedir a Isaac que nos lea los primeros 13 versículos y ustedes sigan con su vista, por favor.
I will ask Isaac to read chapters 1 through 12 of the book of Jonah. 13.
Sorry.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amita. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarsus. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarsus to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to be broken up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to their own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all of this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was great, rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder before them.
Amén. El libro de Jonás es un libro muy interesante.
The book of Jonah is a very interesting book.
La mayoría de los eruditos y de los comentaristas nos dicen que tiene grandes lecciones, grandes enseñanzas.
Many scholars, many commentators, you know, talk about having many great lessons in this book.
La comunidad judía, dicen ellos, ve con mucho aprecio este libro.
The Jewish community, the Hebrew community, looks at this with a lot of prestige and a lot of care. They love this book.
Nosotros hemos escuchado la historia del libro de Jonás, un profeta desobediente que quería huir de Dios.
Now, we've all heard of the story, you know, of a prophet who wanted to run away from the Lord.
Vino una tempestad grande cuando estaba huyendo de Dios y vinieron los marineros y lo echaron al mar y se lo tragó un gran pez.
You know, then this great storm came when he was on the ship. The sailors, you know, were scared. They threw him overboard and then a great fish ate him.
Pero Dios lo libró del vientre de ese gran pez.
Of course, the Lord freed him from that great fish.
Y Jonás, después de estar huyendo, obedeció y fue a Nínive y predicó en Nínive.
After praying, you know, and getting out of the fish, you know, Jonah got up, went to Nineveh and preached.
Y conocemos la historia, Nínive escucha el mensaje y se arrepiente.
Of course, we know that, you know, Nineveh, all the Ninevites basically listen to the word of God, they repent, and then Nineveh is saved.
Y vean esto, Jonás hace un gran berrinche, and porque Nínive se arrepiente.
That you know, then Jonah just gets all mad because, you know, they get forgiven and, you know, they don't get destroyed.
Hace un berrinche por
you know,
esto.
He just gets all caught up and angry.
Y es extraño.
And, you know, it's strange.
Yo creo que si el pastor Randy y yo salimos a predicar y toda la gente se arrepiente y tenemos culto lleno el próximo domingo, vamos a estar felices, no vamos a estar haciendo tanto un berrinche.
You know, if me or the pastor, you know, we went outside, preached through the whole entire town, and then everybody next Sunday, you know, this whole place was full, even no seats were here, you know. I bet that none of us would be throwing a tantrum or being mad like Jonah did. We would be happy, joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Pero Jonás no.
But Jonah no.
Hace un berrinche.
He throws his tantrum.
Es increíble pensar que un profeta de Dios haga eso, ¿verdad?
And it's interesting to know that a prophet of the Lord does this.
Pero eso pasa en este libro.
But this is what happens in this book.
Ahora, quiero invitarles a pensar que en el libro de Jonás todo es grande.
Now, I want you all to know and to see that everything in the book of Jonah is very big.
Bueno, excepto el libro.
Well, except for the book.
Este es el libro.
That's a whole entire book.
Ustedes pueden ir a leerlo a su casa. No ahorita, pero en su casa.
You know, after service, if you want to read the whole entire thing, you can do it after. Not right now, we're in this service, but after this, you know, you can read the whole entire book in one day.
Todo es grande, Jonás.
Everything's big.
La desobediencia de Jonás es grande.
You know, the disobedience of Jonas is very big.
La tormenta que viene sobre el barco es grande.
You know, the storm that comes over the boat is also very big.
El barco es grande.
The boat is big.
El milagro que salva a Jonás del vientre del pez es grande.
You know, the miracle that saved Jonas from the fish is very big.
La predicación de Jonás es grande y el arrepentimiento es grande.
You know, the preaching of Jonah and basically the repent of those is also very big.
Y el avivamiento que viene sobre Nínive es grande también.
And, you know, the revival in that place is also very big.
Todo es grande, Jonás, excepto el libro.
Big, except for the book.
Pero ¿saben una cosa? ¿Saben qué es lo más grande en el libro de Jonás?
But you know what's the biggest thing in the book of Jonah?
Porque si ustedes ven, el pecado de Nínive es grande.
Because if you know, the sin of Nineveh is very big.
Dice la Biblia que subió la maldad hasta el cielo, hasta la presencia de Dios. El pecado era muy grande.
You know, it says that it was so big that, you know, all the sin would reach the heavens or reach the heavens.
Como les dije, el berrinche de Jonás es grande.
You know, as I said before, you know, the tantrum, the anger of Jonas is also very big.
Pero ¿saben qué es lo más grande en Jonás?
You know what's the biggest thing in the book of Jonas?
La misericordia de Dios.
The grace of God.
The mercy of God.
The mercy of God.
Eso es lo más grande.
That's the biggest thing.
Lo más grande en el libro de Jonás es la misericordia de Dios.
Of course, the mercy of God, that is the biggest thing.
La Biblia dice que el Señor se enoja, pero su misericordia es más grande.
You know, it says that the Lord can be angry, but his mercy is bigger and better than ever.
Quiero que veamos tres lecciones en el libro de Jonás en esta hora.
Now, I want us to look at three lessons in this book.
La primera gran lección que tenemos en este libro es, a Dios le interesan todos los seres humanos.
You know, the first lesson I want you to know is that, you know, in this book, is that, you know, to the Lord, everyone is important. He cares about all human beings.
Dios está interesado en todos los seres humanos.
The Lord is interested in all human beings.
Y esa es la razón del dilema de este libro.
And that's the main dilemma in this book.
Porque Dios le ordena a Jonás que vaya y predique a Nínive.
You know, because he tells Jonah, you know, go and preach to Nineveh.
Y Nínive es la nación enemiga de Israel.
And of course, Nineveh is the enemy nation of Israel.
Es como si a los Estados Unidos nosotros nos dice el Señor, vayan y prediquen a Corea del Norte.
You know, it's like if the Lord told us, you know, many of us here in the United States told us, you know, go and preach to North Korea.
Vayan y prediquen a los chinos.
You know, go and preach to your enemies.
Predíquenle a Moscú.
You know, go to Moscow.
Predíquenle a esos países que están en contra de nosotros.
You know, go and preach to those countries that are against you.
O si el Señor le dice, bueno, ese jefe que es muy malo contigo, ve, háblale de Cristo.
Or if the Lord told you, you know, go and preach to that boss that's very hard with you, you know, it's not very good with you.
Predícale a tu vecino que es mal vecino contigo,
you know,
ámalo.
Go preach to your neighbor who's not very nice.
Ve y predícale a tu compañero de clase, tu compañero de trabajo que no es muy bueno contigo.
Go to your coworker, go to your classmate.
No sé si nosotros podemos entender lo que está pasando en la cabeza de Jonás.
I don't know if we can understand what's going on in the head of Jonah.
Nínive es la capital de los asirios.
You know, Nineveh is the capital of the Assyrians.
Y ellos están conquistando a Israel y están tomando preso a su gente.
You know, they're taking his people and enslaving them and kidnapping them and just taking them hostage.
Están robando su comida, violando a sus mujeres, you know, haciendo todo lo peor que ustedes puedan imaginar con Israel.
Taking their food, you know, violating their women, raping them, you know, doing all these sorts of things to them that aren't very kind.
Y Dios le dice a Jonás, ve y predícales.
But he goes and tells Jonah, go and preach.
Y Jonás sabe algo de Dios.
And Jonah knows something about the Lord.
Es un profeta.
I mean, he's a prophet.
Y sabe una cosa.
You know one thing?
¿Saben qué sabe?
You know what he knows?
Sabe que si predica a Nínive y Nínive se arrepiente, Dios lo va a perdonar.
He knows that if he goes and preaches to Nineveh, he knows that the Lord will forgive them.
Y él no quiere.
And he doesn't want that.
Él quiere que se vayan al infierno.
You know, he wants them to go to hell.
Él quiere que Dios los castigue.
You know, he wants them to get punished.
Porque Jonás es un patriota.
Because, you know, the main thing about Jonah is that he's a patriot.
Él ama a Israel.
He loves his country.
El problema de Jonás es que él ama a los suyos, Israel. Este grupito.
He loves his people. He loves his group.
Y él quiere que Israel sea salvo, pero Nínive no.
And he wants his people to be saved, but he doesn't want Nineveh to be saved.
Jonás ama a los suyos.
You know, Jonah loves his.
Pero Dios ama a los suyos.
But the Lord loved his.
Dios ama a todo el mundo.
He loves the whole world.
Dios no ama solamente los de cabellito negro.
You know, the Lord doesn't like just the ones who with black hair.
Dios no ama solamente los que tienen ojitos oscuros.
Those with dark hair or blue eyes.
Dios no ama solamente los que tienen el cabellito claro.
Or with blonde hair.
Dios ama a todos.
He loves everyone.
Dios ama a los que tienen la piel amarilla, los que tienen la piel oscura y los que tienen la piel blanca.
It doesn't matter what color skin you have, yellow, brown, white, you know, black. He loves all.
Dios quiere que todos los seres humanos seamos salvos.
He wants us all, human beings, to be saved.
Jonás quiere que estos se salven.
You know, Jonah wants these people to be saved.
Pero Dios quiere que todos estos se salven.
But the Lord wants all of these to be saved.
Dios es nuestro Dios solamente cuando lo podemos compartir con todo el mundo, con todo aquel que necesita la palabra de Dios.
You know, the Lord is ours, and it's only ours when we are able to share it with everyone else.
Nosotros, a Dios le interesan todos los seres humanos, pero a veces a nosotros no.
You know, the Lord, he's always interested in everyone. He wants everyone to be saved, but a lot of the times, we don't want the same thing.
A veces le decimos, Señor, bendice a los Amayoa, pero a los López, ¿no?
You know, sometimes we say, you know, Lord, bless the Amayoas, but the López, you know, you can forget about them.
Ellos pueden solo.
You know, they can go on their own.
Bendice a los Nazarenos, Señor, pero a los Bautistas, no.
You know, bless the Nazarenes, but the Baptists, you know, they, it's all right.
Dios ama a todos los seres humanos.
But the Lord loves all human beings.
Y Dios quiere bendecir a todos los seres humanos.
And he wants to bless everyone.
Nosotros en nuestra iglesia en Granite City no somos anti nadie, anti católico, anti bautista, no.
You know, in our church in Granite City, you know, we're not anti anybody, no, not anti Catholic, not anti Baptist, no matter what church you came from.
Oramos, empezamos nuestro culto orando por todas las congregaciones que están alrededor de nosotros.
You know, we pray at the beginning of our service, we always pray for all the churches around us.
Que Dios use a sus ministros y que su palabra llegue a cada corazón para que cada corazón pueda ser salvo.
The Lord uses all their pastors and ministers to reach out to those who need it.
La primera gran lección en Jonás es Dios está interesado en todos los seres humanos.
First lesson is that the Lord is interested in all human beings.
¿Estamos nosotros?
Are we?
Que Dios nos ayude para que así sea.
Let's let the Lord bless us and help us to understand that.
La segunda cosa, la segunda gran lección.
The second great lesson.
Dios es justo, pero su misericordia es más grande.
No, the Lord is just, but his mercy is bigger and better than ever.
La Biblia dice que tenemos un Dios que es justo.
You know, the Bible says that, you know, we have a Lord that is just.
¿Ustedes saben que tenemos un Dios que es justo?
You know, do you know that we have a Lord that is just?
Pero la misericordia de Dios es más grande.
But his mercy is even bigger.
Porque si Dios nos pagara con justicia, no estaríamos aquí.
Because if the Lord pays with justice, you know, some of us wouldn't even be here.
Pero Dios nos mira con misericordia.
But the Lord looks us with mercy.
Un comentarista dice que Jonás se rebela contra la misericordia de Dios.
One commentator says that, you know, Jonah goes against his mercy.
Dice que Jonás está de acuerdo con la justicia de Dios, pero no con la misericordia de Dios.
He says that, you know, Jonah is agreeing with the just and the justice that the Lord gives, but his mercy not as much.
Él quiere predicar a Nínive justicia, pero no misericordia.
No, Jonah wants to preach, you know, just to the Ninevites, but not mercy.
¿Por qué Jonás es tan duro con Nínive?
Why is Jonah so mean and so tough with them?
¿Por qué Jonás es porque ellos son malos?
Is it because they're bad?
¿Porque son muy pecadores?
Is it because there's so much of sin in them?
¿O porque son sus enemigos?
Or is it because it's their enemies?
Dios es justo, pero sobre todo es misericordioso.
You know, the Lord is just, but his mercy is even bigger.
Nínive necesita ser castigada.
You know, Nineveh does need to be punished.
Y Dios la va a castigar si ellos escuchan la palabra y no se arrepienten.
And of course, if they listen to the word and they don't accept the word, then he will punish them.
Porque Dios va a juzgar a todo pecado.
Because he will judge every sin.
Todo aquel que no se arrepienta recibirá el juicio de Dios.
No, anyone who does not ask for forgiveness of their sin will be punished and will be brought to justice.
Pero antes de eso, Dios extiende su misericordia.
But of course, before that, before he can do that, he extends his mercy.
Dios va a juzgar un día, te va a juzgar a ti, me va a juzgar a mí.
You know, one day he will judge me and he will judge, put forth in trial for all of us.
¿Saben por qué? Porque el pecado es algo serio.
Because, you know, sin is very important and it is very powerful.
El pecado es algo doloroso.
It's something that hurts.
El pecado es algo que destruye.
It's something that destroys.
Destruye nuestra familia.
It can destroy our family.
Destruye nuestra vida.
It can destroy our lives.
Destruye nuestra ciudad.
It can destroy our city.
Destruye nuestro país.
Our country.
Destruye el mundo.
Or even our world.
Y Dios no quiere el pecado en este mundo, por eso envió a su Hijo Jesucristo.
That's why the Lord brought his son to the earth to forgive our sins, because he knows that he doesn't want the world to be destroyed by sin.
Dios envió a su Hijo Jesucristo y él pagó el precio por nuestros pecados.
You know, the Lord brought his son so he can pay for our sins, our mistakes.
Dios no trata a la ligera el pecado.
You know, he doesn't just treat with ease sin.
Dios no barra el pecado y lo mete debajo de la alfombra.
You know, the Lord isn't someone who's just looking to put all the sin under the covers, under the bed, you know, forget about it like that.
No, Dios sabe que el pecado es algo serio.
You know, he knows that it's serious.
Si no te arrepientes, Dios te va a juzgar por tus pecados.
If you do not repent, he will punish you for your sins.
Pero si te arrepientes, Dios te va a perdonar.
But of course, if you repent, he will forgive you.
Dios tiene un lugar preparado para todos aquellos que vienen a él y le piden perdón por sus pecados.
He has a place for all of us. All of us who repent of our sins, he has a place for us in his place.
Dice la Biblia que cuando el Señor perdona nuestros pecados, lo echa a lo profundo del mar.
You know, says when the Lord forgives us, you know, he takes our sins and takes it to the depths of the ocean.
¿Saben ustedes una cosa? Eso me hace feliz.
You know something about that? That makes me happy.
¿Saben por qué? Porque está, el mar es bien profundo.
Because the ocean's very deep.
Y el Señor dice, allá están tus pecados en el fondo del mar.
And he says, that's where your sins are once you are forgiven. They're all the way down there.
Y está prohibido pescar. Ya no vayas a pescarlo.
And of course, it's prohibited to fish there. To go back.
Dios es misericordioso y quiere perdonar nuestros pecados.
You know, that's what he wants to do. He wants to forgive our sins.
La primera gran lección.
First great lesson.
Dios está interesado en todos los seres humanos.
The Lord is interested in all human beings.
Dos.
Two.
Dios es justo, pero es misericordioso.
He is just, but he is also very merciful.
Acepta su misericordia hoy.
Accept his mercy today.
Y la tercera lección,
the third lesson,
es importante para nosotros.
It's also very important to us.
Dios siempre nos da una segunda oportunidad.
The Lord always gives us a second chance.
Yo estoy aquí.
I'm here.
Porque el Señor me dio una segunda oportunidad.
Because the Lord gave me a second chance.
¿Qué digo segunda? Una tercera, una cuarta, una quinta.
Why am I saying even second? Give me a third, a fourth, a fifth.
Dios siempre da una segunda oportunidad.
He always gives you a second chance.
Jonás se queja de Nínive.
You know, Jonah gets mad and just throws a tantrum over Nineveh.
Porque Dios les va a dar otra oportunidad.
Because he's going to give them another chance.
Usted y yo estamos de acuerdo que Nínive necesita una segunda oportunidad, ¿verdad?
Of course, we all are in agreement that Nineveh does need this second chance.
¿Sí?
Right?
Pero no solo Nínive.
But not only Nineveh.
Jonás necesita una segunda oportunidad.
But so does Jonah. Jonah needs a second chance.
Porque si no, se queda en el vientre del pez.
Because if not, then he stays in the belly of the fish.
Si no, Jonás se va al infierno por desobedecer a Dios.
Not Jonah goes to hell for disobeying the Lord.
Dios lo manda a predicar a Nínive.
You know, the Lord asked him to go and preach.
Ve y predica a Nínive y le paga su boleto y le da todos los gastos para que vaya y predique allá.
He tells him, go to Nineveh, go and preach out to them. You know, he even, you know, bought his ticket, you know, made sure all accommodations were paid, everything.
Pero Jonás saca dinero por su bolsa y va al otro lado contrario desobedeciendo a Dios.
But of course, you know, he goes his own separate way, decides to take his own money and decides to go the separate opposite direction.
¿Saben una cosa? El pecado nos hace pagar mucho.
You know, you want to know something? You know, sin makes us pay even more than we should.
Dios nos da todo gratis.
You know, the Lord gives us everything for free.
Pero el pecado,
but sin,
nos hace pagar más de lo que estamos dispuestos a pagar.
No, it makes us pay more than we're willing to pay.
Nos destruye.
It destroys us.
Destruye nuestra familia.
Destroys our families.
Destruye nuestro matrimonio.
Our marriages.
Destruye nuestros hijos.
Our sons.
Destruye nuestra ciudad.
Our city.
Podemos ver cómo está el mundo por las drogas, por la prostitución, por el alcohol, por el tabaco.
You know, we see what sin can do. You know, we see it in cities, we see it in everywhere. You know, what drugs, what alcohol, what prostitution and all these things can do to a place.
Porque el pecado destruye.
You know, because sin destroys.
Pero tenemos un Dios que da segundas oportunidades.
But of course, we have a Lord that gives second chances.
En el capítulo 1, versículo 2.
In chapter 1, verse 2.
Dios le dice a Jonás, le da una asignación, una tarea a Jonás. Ve y predica.
You know, he gives him a task. He gives him this homework, this task. You know, go and preach.
Pero Jonás desobedece.
But of course, Jonah disobeys.
Y saben una cosa, Dios tiene mucha gente que le sirva.
And you know what? You know, the Lord has so many people that he can send to go and preach.
Tiene otros Jonases.
You know, he has other Jonas.
Pero en el capítulo 3, versículo 2.
But of course, in
chapter 3.
No, chapter 3, verse 2.
Dios le da una segunda oportunidad a Jonás.
No, he gives him the second chance.
Él desperdició la primera oportunidad.
You know, he basically threw away his first chance to go.
Y Dios le pudo haber dicho, pues tengo otros.
And you know, the Lord could have said, all right, fine, that's okay, I have someone else, I'll go send someone else.
Pero Dios le da una segunda oportunidad.
But of course, he gives him the second chance.
Y no solamente eso, va y predica y Nínive se arrepiente y hace su berrinche y se enoja con Dios. And, Dios le da otra oportunidad.
And, you know, after he goes and preaches and then, you know, they get forgiven and then he throws his tantrum, you know, he still gives them another chance.
Dios da segundas oportunidades, terceras oportunidades.
The Lord gives second chances, third.
¿Habrá alguien en esta mañana aquí que ha desperdiciado la oportunidad que Dios le ha dado?
Has anyone here today has had that chance and has passed it already?
Alguien que despreció su primera oportunidad.
Someone who threw away their first chance with the Lord.
Y está esperando una segunda oportunidad.
Is waiting for that second chance.
Tú puedes venir a Dios y decirle, Señor, dame una segunda oportunidad.
Because, you know, you can come today and tell him, Lord, I need that second chance.
Amen. Tenemos un Dios que da segundas oportunidades.
We have a Lord that gives second chances.
Nosotros generalmente desperdiciamos oportunidades.
You know, us human beings, we're known to throw away opportunities.
Les dije al principio que yo no estaría aquí si Dios no me hubiera dado otra oportunidad.
Like I said in the beginning, you know, I wouldn't be here if the Lord didn't give me an opportunity, didn't give me that second chance.
Crecí en un hogar cristiano.
I did grow up in a Christian home.
Cuando yo nací, mi padre empezó en el ministerio.
When I was born, my father was starting as a pastor in the ministry.
Y aprendí todo de la palabra de Dios.
And I learned everything about the word of the Lord.
Pero cuando tuve 14, 15 años, quise salirme de la iglesia.
But of course, when I was 13, 14 years old, you know, just wanted to get out.
Y quise saber qué era vivir fuera de Dios.
You know, and I wanted to know, what is it like to be outside of the Lord?
Y obviamente no se lo recomiendo, no es nada bueno, no es nada agradable.
And of course, I don't recommend it to none of you.
Y vine llorando al Señor.
And I came crying to the Lord.
Y le dije, Señor, perdóname.
And I said, Lord, forgive me.
Dame una segunda oportunidad.
Give me a second chance.
¿Y sabes qué dijo el Señor?
You know what the Lord said?
No, porque tú eres hijo de pastor, no la mereces.
You know, he said, no, you know what? You were a pastor's son, you had your chance, that was your whole chance, you know, I'm sorry.
No. El Señor dijo, yo te doy una segunda oportunidad.
He said, no, I will give you your second chance.
¿Y saben qué? Después el Señor me llamó al ministerio.
You know what happened after that? He called me to the ministry.
Y no quería.
And at first I didn't want to.
Y quería irme de la iglesia otra vez para no aceptar el llamado del Señor.
I wanted to leave because so I wouldn't have to get that calling.
Quería ser médico.
You know, I wanted to be a doctor.
Y el Señor dijo, yo te quiero aquí.
And he said, no, I want you here.
Y peleé y hice berrinches con el Señor.
And of course, I fought back and, you know, I threw my tantrums.
Pero luego le dije, Señor, perdóname, dame otra oportunidad.
And of course I said, you know, Lord, sorry, forgive me, give me another chance.
Y el Señor me dio otra oportunidad.
And he gave me another one.
Y por eso estoy aquí.
That's why I'm here.
Y saben una cosa, me saqué la lotería sin comprar boleto al servirle al Señor.
You know what's the best thing of all? I won the lottery and I didn't even have to buy a ticket.
Soy feliz sirviéndole al Señor.
I'm happy serving the Lord.
Soy feliz de verles a ustedes.
I'm so happy seeing all of you here.
Soy feliz de ver a otros que sus vidas son transformadas.
I'm so happy to see others who come and their lives are changed.
Soy feliz de viendo a mis hijos sirviéndole al Señor.
I'm happy to see my sons also serving.
Porque Dios da segundas oportunidades.
Because the Lord gives second chances.
No ha sido el hijo que quería ser.
No, maybe you haven't been the son that you wanted to be, or the daughter.
No ha sido el papá que quería ser. No ha sido la mamá que quería ser.
That you should have been.
No hemos sido la iglesia que deberíamos ser.
We haven't been the church that we should be.
No he sido el cristiano fiel que el Señor quiere que yo sea.
Maybe I haven't been the Christian who was supposed that the Lord wanted me to be.
¿Saben una cosa?
But you know one thing?
Hoy podemos decirle, Señor, perdóname por no ser el papá o la mamá que debería ser.
We can today forget of that and tell him, Lord, maybe I wasn't the parent that I should have been.
Perdóname por no ser el hijo o la hija que debería ser.
Forgive me for not being the parent that I should be or the son or daughter that I should have been.
Perdónanos, Señor, por no ser la iglesia que deberíamos
Forgive
ser.
Forgive me for not being the church that we should have been.
Danos una segunda oportunidad.
Give us a second chance.
Y danos de tu gracia para ser mejor.
And give us your grace and your mercy to show you that we can.
¿Saben por qué estoy aquí en esta mañana?
You know why I'm here today?
Bueno, una, porque tengo la invitación del pastor a visitarles.
First of all, because I do have the invitation of the pastor.
Thank you, pastor. Thank you. Pero la segunda es que aquí alrededor tenemos una comunidad hispana que necesita del Señor.
But of course, the second reason is because we have a community, a Hispanic community here in this place.
Y necesita del Señor.
And they need of the Lord.
Y Dios está interesado en todos los seres humanos.
And the Lord is interested in all human beings.
Y nosotros podemos hacer algo por ellos.
And we can do something for them.
¿Sabe qué podemos hacer?
You know what we can do?
Orar.
Pray.
Salir y invitarlos a la casa de Dios.
And invite them to the house of the Lord.
Poder ofrendar para que el ministerio sea posible en este lugar.
Give our offerings so then a ministry can grow here.
Ser parte del ministerio en este lugar, sirviendo, dando clase o haciendo algo.
You know, being part of the ministry here, you know, serving some way, whether it be, you know, giving out lessons or just supporting.
Dios está aquí para salvar. Dice la Biblia que Él vino a buscar y a salvar lo que se había perdido.
You know, What the Bible says, you know, he is here to find what is lost.
Yo estaba perdido y él me encontró.
I was lost and now I'm found.
Y Dios quiere encontrar a muchos que están perdidos todavía.
And the Lord still wants to find those who are lost.
Y nosotros somos las manos, los pies y la boca del Señor.
And we are the hands, the feet, and the mouth of the Lord.
Yo quiero desafiarlos. Voy a terminar. Muchas gracias por su atención.
Thank you for your attention and everything. I will end this.
Dicen que cuando el pastor dice voy a terminar, se va a tardar media hora más, ¿verdad?
You know, usually they say when the Lord says, you know, the pastor says, you know, I'm about to finish, you know, usually just means 30 more minutes or something like that.
Pero voy a terminar.
But I will finish.
¿Por qué no oramos en esta mañana?
Let's pray.
Y le decimos al Señor, Señor, gracias por estar interesado en todos los seres humanos.
Now let's pray and say, you know, Lord, thank you for being interested in all mankind, in all humankind. Yes.
Porque por eso estoy aquí.
Because that's why I'm here.
Gracias, Señor, porque eres más misericordioso que justo.
Because you are more merciful than just.
Señor, gracias por darme una segunda oportunidad.
Thank you for giving me a second chance.
Ayúdame a servirte de aquí en adelante.
Help me serve you from here on out.
Y úsame.
And use me.
Padre, te damos gracias. Oh Lord, thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for, because you are interested in all human beings. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for the second chance in our life. Now, Lord, we are here. Surrender our life, our spirit to you. And we ask for your Holy Spirit. We ask for your presence in our life. To follow you as you want. To serve you as you want. Bless our life. Bless this church. And thank you again for your word. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, very good, very good. I'll tell you, that blessed me today, and I'm encouraged to see, Pastor David's intentions are to plant a church in this community, and I tell you, I think it's an awesome thing, and I will be right there with you. Anytime you need me, I'll be right there with you to go alongside you and help in any way that I can. And but thank you for that message, and thank you for helping us understand. And but we welcome all of you here. Thank you for coming. And remember, today is our election. So if you didn't get to vote this morning, if you're a member, vote before you leave. And then our annual meeting tonight. So be here tonight for our annual meeting. It's going to be really good. I think Mark's got a great talk for us and a report to give. And Kathy and Lottie and Jack. Jack. No. But again, I want to say thank you, Pastor David, for that wonderful message. It really blessed my heart. And you're absolutely right, spot on. God loves everybody. He does. He wants all people to be saved. So, well, let us stand for prayer this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you again, Lord, and I thank you for these great men who came to minister to us today, Lord. I thank you for their ministry. I thank you for Pastor David and his desire to serve you, Lord, and to reach the community, Lord, in every way that he can, no matter where it's at. So, Lord, I ask you to continue to bless this church and keep us safe as we leave here today. Lord, I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.